pity. I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really, really, really wanna know. Hey. Oh, 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 oh. How's the weather? Whether or not we're together.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. After extreme heat, much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic are being pounded by severe storms. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We could be seeing 4 or 5 inch per hour rainfall rates, and the total rain out of this storm in some areas could be 6 or even 8 inches of rain.
Bill Kelly is a meteorologist in Philadelphia, where there were tornado warnings.
If you aren't under this warning, your phone probably went off. You probably got the audible alert. You want to get into the lowest level of your house, get as many walls between you and the outside as possible, and also just make sure you separate yourself from any windows.
Texas lawmakers looking into the deadly flooding of July 4th held a hearing today during which the Kerr County Emergency Management Director admitted sleeping through the lead up to the crisis. He said he was on sick leave.
I stayed in bed throughout July the 3rd and did not participate in the regularly scheduled 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Texas Emergency Management Coordination Center coordination calls.
Residents and others testified that no one came to help them even hours after the floodwaters receded. They said their 9/11 calls went unanswered. President Trump is dispatching his Mideast envoy to Gaza along with the U.S. ambassador to Israel, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The special envoy and the ambassador will brief the president immediately after their visit to approve a final plan for food and aid distribution into the region.
The deadline for making a trade deal with President Trump is midnight tonight. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says most countries will likely find themselves with a 15% tariff rate.
If this really holds across all of these trading partners, this would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s. So it is still significant. It hasn't really worked its way into the economy just yet.
Authorities in Arkansas say the suspect in the stabbing deaths of a mother and father on a hiking trail has been charged. They're still trying to determine a motive. Mike Hager of the state police.
We do believe he acted alone. We have absolutely no reason to believe that there's anyone else involved, and we do not anticipate any future arrest or any other arrest beyond this suspect.
Authorities say it appears to have been a random encounter. The couple were hiking with their young daughters who were unharmed. The suspect is a 28-year-old teacher. Authorities are searching for a man wanted in the deaths of 4 people in a remote area of Northwest Tennessee. An infant belonging to 2 of those killed was found in a front yard as much as 30 miles away. On Wall Street today, investors were following all the latest tariffs news as well as some earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrials finished off 330 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Lake Michigan advisory is still in effect. A beach hazard statement is active through tonight for southeastern Wisconsin beaches due to big waves and strong currents. The National Weather Service says swimmers face life-threatening conditions and rip currents are likely. The advisory impacts beaches from Kenosha north to Sheboygan. It's the second OWI for the guy that crashed into a Racine Unified School Tuesday. 23-year-old William Diebold of Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary School at just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. A complaint says Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours earlier and was speeding when he lost control and went through the school wall. Officials are now figuring out how quickly they can get everything fixed in time for classes in a little more than a month. Renovations have started at the home of the Broncos. Union Grove High School is getting a $35 million makeover with new secure entrances and remodeled bathrooms. You can read more about the current upgrades and what they have planned for next year online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine is celebrating 30 years of its main gallery program tonight with 23 young artists showcasing their summer residency work. The free event runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue and includes a live auction to support the program. The Wisconsin State Fair opened today and will run through August 10th at the fairgrounds in West Allis. You can get a rundown of what's happening at WIStateFair.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training. Yesterday, he was 3-of-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows close to 60. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. Right now it's 73.
Time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1972.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1972. A year when the political storm was brewing in Washington as five men were caught red-handed inside the Democratic National Committee offices at the Watergate complex in June. Was it burglary? Was it espionage? Meanwhile, President Richard Nixon took a diplomatic leap, becoming the first U.S. president to visit communist China. Then in May, Nixon visited Moscow and signed a key arms agreement with the Soviets. On the radio in 1972, we were listening to the OJs and Backstabbers. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1972. It's the OJs and Backstabbers on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1972. That song became a major hit, reaching number one on the Hot Soul Singles chart and number three on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, in 1972, chaos at the Munich Olympics.
This is an ITN newsflash from the Olympic Village in Munich, where early this morning, armed Palestinian guerrillas raided the sleeping quarters of the Israeli team. The gunmen shot dead two Israelis and are now holding 20 athletes and six officials as hostages. The guerrillas are demanding the release of 250 Arabs held prisoner in Israel and have set noon as the deadline for their release. Negotiations are going on with the German government.
On the radio in 1972, we were listening to The Spinners and I'll Be Around. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1972. 1972. It's The Spinners, and I'll Be Around on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1972. Now, The Spinners' version of that song, again, released in 1972, was initially the B-side of their single, How Could I Let You Get Away? Radio DJs, however, gravitated towards I'll Be Around, leading Atlantic Records to flip the single. Well, in 1972, the Miami Dolphins had their historic season. No losses.
I think the best way to think about the perfect season is to understand the fact that nobody's ever done it before and nobody's done it since then. And there have been a lot of good teams in this National Football League before the perfect season and since the perfect season. And so I'm very, very proud of that accomplishment.
On the radio in 1972, we were listening to Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class. Class reunion today, featuring the class of 1972.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue sky.
It's Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1972. That song became a global hit, reaching number one in several countries, including the U.S., Canada, and South Africa. The song's arrangement and style are heavily influenced by reggae music, which Nash embraced after working with Bob Marley and spending time in Jamaica. Well, in 1972, what were we watching on TV?
A fortune in fabulous prizes may go to these people today if they know when the price is right. Sandy Flournoy, stand up. Paul Levine, stand up. Connie Gunnell, stand up. Myra Carter, stand up. And all four of you, come on down. You're the first contestants on the new Price is Right.
Price is Right, the new Price is Right, debuted in 1972. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1972. Be sure to tune in weekday afternoons just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Thank you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Chicago's O'Hare International Airport sells more than 2 million of these every year. What do they sell? Hot dogs. Airport hot dogs.
Fire. love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Ain't you trying to kill that night with all my thumb? Real never somebody show him.
The great balls of fire.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's big news for local news. WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county. Get quick updates on air and full reports online at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The beach hazard warning continues through tonight for Lake Michigan beaches from Kenosha to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says big waves and strong currents mean swimmers face risks, especially around piers and breakwalls. According to an official report, Wisconsin taxpayers will see $1.5 billion tax cut thanks to the new state budget. The findings from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau show that while there are tax cuts, fees will go up overall by about $180 million. The 23-year-old from Oak Creek that drove his car into Olympia Brown was in court yesterday. William Diebold made an appearance on a second offense OWI charge after crashing into the school Tuesday morning. A criminal complaint says he admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control, crashing through the school wall and ending up nearly 500 feet from the road. Officials are now trying to fix that damage before school starts in about a month. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Welsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows close to 60. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. Currently at 72 degrees.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
Well, Wusta Museum is working on a year-long community-based project that offers a chance for everyone to become involved in creating art, regardless of your experience level. So, good chance to get out there and take advantage of learning and creating, no matter what you've done in the past. Wusta Museum and Spectrum School of the Arts and Gallery are partnering to create a community quilt. The whole project is led by artist Rosie Petrie. The quilt will be created using traditional techniques, including block printing and hand quilting. And it will foster not only artistic skills and creative expression, but the whole thing is a symbol of resilience and empowerment. And organizations that serve women survivors of domestic violence and the LGBTQ community will be among the organizations that are involved in creating the quilt, along with individuals from the community. The whole goal is to create a symbol of transformation. And then it's going to be a large-scale finished quilt on display at Wusta Museum next summer.
Neat.
So they're starting from scratch with this. The historical techniques that are involved in creating this work include fabric dyeing. Again, starting from scratch. This weekend, there's an opportunity for anyone age 13 or older to learn fabric dyeing processes and make a hands-on contribution to the quilt project.
Wow.
Saturday, August 2nd, from noon to 3, our local artist, Rosie, will lead a free quilt dyeing workshop at Spectrum School of the Arts and Gallery, which, of course, is on the beautiful grounds of the DeCoven Center. Mm-hmm. It's just one of a series of workshops, so if you can't make it for this one, watch for the next one. And if you love the experience, you can come again and bring your friends. The whole project is a unique collaboration, which we know is one of my favorite things.
I do know that.
That brings art and creativity to the community as a means of unity and sharing. And I'm just really excited to watch the project over the next 11-ish months. The workshop is a chance to contribute to the early stages and maybe learn a little something or two.
Now, you mentioned that the event this Saturday is at the Spectrum Gallery. That's on the DeCoven Center. But next year, it's going to be displayed at Wusta.
Exactly. Spectrum and Wusta are collaborating on this, along with some non-arts organizations. And, of course, Wusta's part of RAM. So
all right.
Already a bunch involved.
More information somewhere?
Oh, a little more information on our website. You can visit us at RacineArtsCouncil.org. And the RAM website, which is RamArt.org, also has info.
All right, there she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
This morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Thank you.
till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
It's a home.
local news, Timeless Hits, and the Racine Raiders on WRJN. And the Racine Raiders have moved on to the league championship game. It's going to be this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. We will, of course, carry that game live. Raiders going for their third consecutive championship. We'll have it for you with the pregame at 5:45 Saturday, the kickoff at 6. And Raiders football is brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More, by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Championship football with the Racine Raiders and WRJN this Saturday.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Hot Amigos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams, anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cowboy. The deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night. Girls, the child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a fan, and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her.
sage rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Chris Morrow has more timeless hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Jerry!